This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, kids! Parents, this is What the Kids Are Watching, a rewatch podcast for grown-ups about the weird and wild TV shows that children seem to love.
I'm Natalie Pouchet, and I'm a parent.
And I'm Ryan Bailey, and I'm probably not a parent. So we've got different perspectives as we break down, praise,
and goof on the most notable episodes of the shows your kids are currently obsessing over.
Hi, welcome back to What the Kids Are Watching. This is the show that takes you into the absurd world of kids shows as seen through the eyes of adults. My name is Ryan Bailey.
And I'm your friend, Natalie Pouchet.
And I just want to remind everybody, Natalie has a child and I am childless thus far. And this show is going to determine if I ever have a child because these kids shows turned out, these are wild, Natalie. I do not know. I mean, I guess the first question is, how are you surviving?
I don't know. So in full transparency, I have watched so much of the episode that we're going to talk about today, which is Booba, that I don't even know how to speak anymore because he doesn't speak in the show.
No, he just grunts. It's like the weird, it's not something I would imagine. I don't want, if I ever do have a kid, I don't want my kid to hear this old man grunting.
Exactly.
He looks like an old man with a white beard. It's like a very, I hate to be ageist, but it looks like an old Smurf.
And we'll get into all the details of the show. But yes, how am I surviving? I don't know. I mean, we just went through this whole massive move last week.
You guys got to follow Natalie on Instagram because she really does take you. Your Instagram makes me feel so bad about where I am in life because you guys, she like moved into a house and immediately it was like totally designed. It felt like in like 2 days, I was like, okay, she's painting some walls. And then all of a sudden I turn it the next day, everything. And then your daughter, she seems kind of nonplussed. She's like, okay, where am I staying?
Yeah. Like what is this place? So Piper is just like she's like a mini adult. I mean, right?
But I feel like if mini adult, she needs to realize she's getting free room and board.
Exactly. Like, what are you giving me in return for this?
Was there ever like, this is amazing, Mom. Thank you so much for providing this experience for
me. Absolutely not. I'm still waiting for it.
I mean, do you ever think of just like maybe let her find her own way for a weekend?
I think
and just,
so.
She'll come
I
back
think it's
appreciate.
Time.
Yeah.
just open the door and then see if she ever comes back like a stray cat. No, yeah. So we did this massive move. It was just bonkers last week, but we're good now. And I feel like sometimes whether you're, you know, a parent or not, sometimes you feel like you just like you can't handle it all.
Yeah, How do you?
Because I feel like you are.
I'm only responsible for me, Dad. Like I don't have to work. Like I'm used to failing.
weren't you doing something with a cat? You were sitting
a
cat.
Cat sitting, and one of the cats. Well, you got this. Is me practicing to have a child one day. It's these kids shows and cat sitting. One cat loved me. Was like really
there
took
was
to
two.
Me. But then the other cat, I was told to leave in the room. Just put down gently the water bowl and the food. Like, and I was like, am I gonna be a? And it's like the beautiful white cat.
Yeah.
And like, I got scared that the cat like they made it seem like the cat would escape. Like they like you gotta make sure you hear the door click. And I'm like, is this cat like it tried to escape multiple times? And the other cat was like all about me. And then I tried to win over the other cat. I was like laying on the floor, like, and it just seemed like it was not having me at all.
Okay, see, that is parenting.
It's like, that's your
that
daughter.
Is parenting.
That's my
because
daughter.
You'll have one who is like, the girls are like cats. They don't, they're like, get off of me. Piper's the white cat. Don't touch me. Get off of me. You don't know if they're going to have a bad day, a good day. And then the other cat, there are some kids that are just like, yeah, let's cuddle. Let's
hang out.
But
as a parent, how does that affect your self-esteem? Because I'm always searching, like, I need love. I need compliments. Mm-hmm. I need all of these things. And if your own child is not giving you, like, everybody at home listening, what do you do? I mean, do you then, like, are you constantly like, hey, I got your favorite food? Are you trying then for love?
You're trying to win them over all day. All day,
win
every
you
day.
Over, you had her. Like, this is, there's no way, you already should be, this should be in the Bible. It's
oh, you
won
have no
over.
Idea. I want to, like, walk by her naked and be like, do you see what you did to this body? Do you, this is your fault. No, and also, she's obsessed with her dad, which makes me a little resentful of him.
Of course.
Because I'm like, you did nothing besides, like, have a good time. And now she's obsessed with you. And I'm the one with her alt because I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
I mean, I did the podcast.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I want to remind everybody, Natalie also does the Humble and Hungry podcast for Cloud 10. And I do the So Bad It's Good podcast. Together, we are joining forces to help you guys through navigate which children's shows to watch. But you are a stay-at-home mom. That's like full-time job. You
That's
did
true.
A full-time house. You built a house within the last week, it felt
I
like.
I know. It was, I'm telling you, insane. I was able to get pretty much like the common areas done in her room, but everything else though, don't let Instagram fool you. There are boxes everywhere.
Show the boxes. I need to see the boxes.
I feel
my room. I feel like I moved into this place like almost a year ago, and it's still there's boxes. Like, this is ridiculous.
But I also can't live in clutter. That's just my personality.
Yeah, I can't. You know what? That's where we do.
Okay. Well, there you go. I need to come over to your house and make things pretty.
All I want is somebody to tell me what to do. Even if it's a child, if I have the child, I want the child to tell me what to do and boss me around.
I know. And like, I was going to have the home edit come because I'm obsessed with organization. And then I saw the bill and I was like, I'm not paying.
I saw that on your Instagram too. You were like, I can do this myself.
I'm not trying to knock them. It's just so expensive to get your house in order. So I did it myself.
Oh my God. I feel like that's like intervention, like you would watch that old reality
show
where the places would just be cluttered with like knickknacks and all that. I can't imagine. Like,
are you a hoarder?
No, I'm not. I mean, I'm a hoarder of like Old Navy clothes. I have like Old Navy collections from like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
So we got to meet Natalie and I a couple weeks ago when we took photographs for the cover art for this podcast. How did I come off, Natalie? How was it?
I was very nervous to meet you.
I was very nervous to meet you too,
because
actually,
we hadn't met before.
Which is so weird.
I know.
Most podcasts, usually you have a relationship with the person. And this, we had like a couple Zoom meetings.
It's like Housewives, when they just throw a bunch of women together and they're like in front of a camera, like, here you go, create chemistry.
Yeah. But I mean, luckily it was like super easy.
We had chemistry.
Yes. What was the kids show we watched on the first episode?
We watched Bluey.
Bluey. Now, Bluey to me was completely heartwarming, made me completely want to have a child. I was like, if we're watching this kind of stuff, it made me feel like a good person.
Yep.
Did that? You felt the same
Absolutely.
Way, right?
Absolutely. I think it's just, it's a great, and it's very short episodes, parents, which is really good.
Well, I got to tell you, if we're going by short episodes, Booba is up your, it's 4 minutes, you guys. Like that is one thing that I love about children's shows so far is the time. Like, I'm used to watching these hour, 2 hour long reality shows like 90 Day Fiancé, 4 minutes. I was like, I can watch this like four times in a row. Like, I don't want to, but I can.
Exactly. So I would say like Bluey is definitely one that's like a little more wholesome. It has, you know, a beginning, a middle, and end. It has, you know, some sort of learning, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it taught you to be a better person, to share things.
Right. And then we have Booba, which is on the complete opposite spectrum, which is why I wanted you to watch it, because I feel like I was just curious to get your feedback on this.
Booba is felt to me, first off, like I was getting punked. Like, I was like, what am I watching? Like, and then I was like, is this, am I in a fever dream right now? Because it is just, like I said, it is a gnome-like old man that he's in this video game, you guys, which we'll get into, but he's just grunting, and I didn't really know what the lesson, there didn't seem to be did I miss the lesson in
no,
this?
No, there really isn't a lesson, and here's the problem with Booba. So my daughter loves it, but we've already talked about Piper. Piper is just, you know.
she doesn't need the free press right now.
Exactly. But so she maybe is her own, in her own little bubble, so she really loves the show, and we found it back in October because there was a Halloween episode, and I was terrified when I saw this because he doesn't speak and all he does is gets into mischievous situations, and that made Piper get into mischievous situations. She wanted to like go and like mess up the pillows and be crazy and like do weird things. And I'm like, no. I'm like, where is the, oh, he realizes that it's not good to do that. And it never happens. It never comes.
See, that would be really, because people take, I love that kids actually really truly are like sponges where they do absorb this. And I got to say, it is more fun to mess up pillows than it is to clean up around the pillows, totally. You know? Just a little backstory on Booba, you guys. This is a Russian animation company, but it's kind of like Shaun the Sheep or Mr. Bean. Like we talked about earlier, it's dialogue free, but it's still, there's, like I said, a lot of grunting. Too much grunting. It felt like me trying
Who's
to exercise,
recording
you know?
That grunt is the question.
They're like, it was like that. And I don't know if we want. I hate to be a fuddy-duddy, but like, do we want our kids like hearing like this grunt all the time?
No. I think it's planting this wrong seed.
Anyways, if you do choose to watch this and have watched this, you know that it can be easily viewed, and because you don't have to, there's no language. There's no specific language you have to speak in. Now, Booba, the main character, like they describe like a less verbal minion, I guess, if you will. I read this article this week about Booba where they're launching a licensing program. Like, because then it's like they need toys, they need t-shirts and all this stuff. So this started, I guess, on YouTube, and it is insanely popular. It's in its fourth season and has more than 13 billion YouTube views since 2017. And they're launching this between season 4 and season 5, so all your kids will have these little old man dolls in like
that grunt.
I mean,
so if you squeeze its belly, it's just going,
mommy, there's a Booba under my bed. Come help. You know, like I do not want Booba.
And let's just talk about what he actually looks like.
Yeah.
He's terrifying to look at.
Okay. What does he look like to you? How do you see Booba?
You know what? Now let me pull up a photo of Booba just to refresh my memory of this guy.
It truly is. He's like an albino elf with a beard. And there's like a Yoda quality to it as well.
Yes, because he's little.
Yeah, very little.
He has these like pointy little ears. But his feet and his hands are just massive to his body. And he has just the whole – and he's kind of like furry a little bit. Look, there's no way I'm buying a little cartoon
So the furry
animal.
Community might love Booba. the other thing –
But yeah, he's a little sweet. Mischievously
well, it's the big
sweet.
Eyes and the smile. At least he has all his teeth, it seems like. But my mom took us to see, I don't know, this is maybe for the parents, E.T., the extraterrestrial movie with Steven Spielberg directed. And everybody was in love with E.T., this alien, you guys, and everybody thought, oh, E.T. My mom saw E.T. for the first time and screamed. She thought he was horrifying looking. Like, she was like, this is disgusting. Like, we cannot. And that, to me, like, Booba, like, there's an element of my mom's reaction in me where I was like, what do we wait? When's the main character come on? But he's the main character.
This is it. This is him. I mean, maybe you're right. I feel, but the problem is that I don't feel like I fall in love with Booba because he is so mischievous. And I feel like, ugh, like, you're making my kid. Now we're grunting. I feel like he's just not really teaching my daughter anything except to be this mischievous little kid.
I just get scared though. Then season after season, does he eventually start breaking into cars? Like he's destroying a video game in this one where he spills his ice cream at the very end on this video game console. But like, I'm like, where does this go from here? Like, Booba's, I feel like, never going to get a full time job.
No, never.
Booba's never going to be out in the world supporting himself.
How old do we think Booba is?
I gotta say, I think he's near Social Security age. I think he's in his 60s.
I think you're right.
Like a fresh face 60.
Right. Oh, maybe like a little dementia is going on with Booba. That's funny. You know?
Here's the argument though. We start this episode, you guys, which is called, I believe, Video Game.
Yes.
And he is licking ice cream, which already kids are like, I love ice cream. Does Piper love ice cream?
Kills me because she's watching it at 9 a.m. and then she asks me for ice cream at 9 a.m. And I'm like, I can't even.
If we're to create a list of the things on the plus side that we want from our kids' shows, you would say I'd love something that doesn't have food if we're watching earlier in the morning because they're going to ask for food.
Yes. But also, I mean, like if you talk about Cocomelon, which is one that I'm sure we're going to talk about.
Yes.
They also have a lot of food. But at least they're doing it in a way like where you're learning something. This is just, he's just on the couch licking in his ice cream cone and just having a bowl.
Do kids ever, did they get to the point where they're like, when do I get control of the food? When can I choose when I eat and how I eat?
Are these questions already coming up? Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding me? She'll go to the freezer. She'll just open, grab whatever she wants. I'm like, no. This is not on your dime. This is, you have no perception of time here.
Okay, so our initial reactions are, it sounds like we're both in fear, but you are in fear just because it potentially gives a non-lesson and a bad one potentially, if that.
Yes, absolutely.
And, you know, obviously Piper likes this because it is fun. You get to mess up pillows, things like this. She likes the show, and it seems like this is so popular. That's what scares me, is that these things are so popular that most kids overwhelmingly probably like this show.
And probably because all the other shows, they're being good and they're normally, there's a lesson. This one, it's like, I think she laughs because she knows he's doing something bad.
Yeah.
And so she likes it. It's almost like the rebellion.
Yeah.
He's a rebellion.
Would you think that this would like be like a grandma or a grandpa? But, you know, like, is Booba supposed to be a grandma or a grandpa? Like, that's, I really need, because there's a lot of episodes and I only got to watch a couple. Like, we never get a Booba backstory, right, do we? Like, we
exactly.
never fully know. Each episode, though, like I said earlier, is 4 minutes long, not a big commitment. They show don't tell us in this show. So it's a lot of just visualization. Like I said, this one is a fever dream about video games. This one is from 2019. And like I said, it revolves, that's right, around video games. He's chilling in the beginning of this episode.
Yep.
And his apartment does seem like kind of a bro. Like, I feel like Booba should be crushing Red Bulls, you know?
Yes, exactly.
like Maxim magazines out or something.
That's so wrong, but it's so true. Yeah, and then the ice cream falls
on the video game console.
Yes, and then that's when it just goes haywire.
So, I mean, the plus side there, I'm like, we don't know what Booba does, but we know he can afford a video game system, and those things can be pricey.
Totally.
I mean, actually, my nephew, shout out to Connor, his parents contacted me because they were like, hey, does anybody in your podcasting audience know how to get a PS5? And I don't even know. Like, I'm not like a typical dude. So I'm like,
I don't
know.
You're not a gamer.
It's a PlayStation 5, you guys. And I guess it's like the new system. And so I put it on my show. And wouldn't you, like, somebody was able to hook him up with a PS5. Well, not for free.
Oh.
Has to pay.
I was like,
but
wow, your listeners are amazing.
It gave me like, but it was just, I'm like I'm a middleman of this deal between my nephew's parents and this podcast listener. And they're like, this is on the up and up,
dealer.
Right? I was like, oh, I don't even want to be in the world of video games. Like, this is wild. But I do know it costs a pretty penny. So Booba is doing well for himself.
Yep.
But he's also, if he's losing control of the ice cream cone so much, I don't think he's like, wouldn't be good at video games. If he's just naturally spilling things on top of a video game system.
Yeah, I don't know. The whole thing was very bizarre to me. But this is every episode. Every episode, he is put in just weird situations that you're like, wait a minute. Like, how? This isn't even, like, who came up with this?
But do we have to suspend, is that a you need to do with children's shows is suspend disbelief? Like, you've got to accept that none of the, like, even in Bluey, you know, it's like, oh, obviously dogs cannot talk yet.
Right.
I mean, someday, hopefully, but not yet. And like, so you already have to go in going, this potentially won't make any sense in
totally.
A linear fashion.
Absolutely. But how do you explain that to a 2.5-year-old?
hey, just want you to know what you're watching
is
completely
fake.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
This is not true at
yes.
all. But it's more like, do you ever snarkily comment out loud when you're watching these with your daughter?
Oh, all the time. My commentary throughout all of this is like, this is ridiculous. This, you know, like just constant.
This isn't the real world.
Exactly. And then she'll look at me like, shut up, Mom. I'm watching my show.
Trying to enjoy this.
Yes.
So Booba spills this on the video game console, and all of a sudden we are magically transported. Booba is in the world of the video game. They don't explain how. Something must have happened with the ice cream.
Yep.
Like the dairy must have gotten into
circuits,
the circuit.
Yep.
Something. And we're at this conveyor belt, and it's churning out, you guys, these candy rabbits that looks delicious, even in animation. And they need to be covered in chocolate and packaged, which also sounds like the lamest video game I've ever, like, you've got to package these chocolates?
Not me. That sounds amazing.
I mean, I feel like it's like a sweatshop. Like, what are you? I mean, you're gonna like, let's package these socks.
I'm
and that's a
fatty
video
at heart,
game.
Though. I'm like, I'm down. I'm okay.
It's like, where's the meat? I'm more of a salty guy. Like, I don't want the sweets.
So true.
Booba only briefly seems barely concerned with the predicament he is in and the sudden change in the realm of his existence. But he is more obsessed with the candy that surrounds him. That actually, I can understand that. So he rolls with it. There's no kind of like, where am I? How do I get out? He just gets into the rhythm. He starts eating the heads off the chocolate bunnies that come down the line, which I'm assuming also just makes him a bad employee. That's not what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, exactly. And immediately fired. And also, now you can imagine what Piper is thinking. And every child is like, oh my gosh, I can go to any chocolate factory or anywhere and just eat all the chocolate I want.
Well, and then wouldn't you know it, you guys, Booba, he messes up the machinery somehow. So he's messed up the video game machinery in the real world. In the video game world, he's messed up this conveyor belt thing, and he gets himself covered in candy and chocolate. And then I was like, oh my God, is Booba going to eat himself? Like, I got nervous for, I was like, this could be
You're
gory.
Like, this is a little bit, oh, you thought it was gory. Oh, I thought it was rated R.
I was like, no. I didn't sign up to watch Booba eat
exactly.
himself.
Gosh.
I actually read this article last week. Did you see this? I think it was like in the Hershey plant. Two workers fell into a vat of chocolate.
Straight Willy Wonka.
Like, fell into a vat. How does two fall in? Like, I mean, like,
to summit
are they
the dream,
grabbing?
To summit, I mean, I don't know.
That sounds like a nightmare. And the sad thing about the whole thing is that I hate that my first thought was like, oh, we didn't even get a picture. We didn't get a picture of these people. Like, you do this big covered in chocolate article. I'm in. And then I'm like, can we get a picture of this?
Imagine, but they didn't die.
No, God, yeah.
Imagine dying.
Rest in peace, Randy and Bobby.
In a chocolate. I mean,
and how do you go home that day and tell your spouse or your, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, like, hey, bad day at the office. I fell into the tank of chocolate. You know, and like, does that smell stay? Does like Booba smell like chocolate now when he goes back into the real world?
He must. Although he looks like he smells, like his little fur smells.
That's the other thing, you guys. Booba smells. I know he does.
Yes,
you're right. Like,
you can tell.
It looks like he has clean fur in a way, but at the same time,
if he gets wet, he just smells like a wet dog.
And there's no way if he's spilling ice cream on things and stuff like that, there's no way he can properly clean
himself.
And
he's walking barefoot. Who walks barefoot?
This is all bad lessons.
Not good. Okay.
So he gets himself covered in candy and chocolate. But then that's apparently the end of this video game level, because now we're moving on to level two. And in this level, Booba faces a giant vat of rainbow-colored ice cream. So we went to chocolate to ice cream, which he's like, it couldn't be like a big vat of broccoli for kids or anything like that. And he starts stirring this with a big spoon and eats it and stirs with a big spoon until a robot arm admonishes him against doing that. And I guess sending mixed messages, the robotic system gives him flippers, inviting him to roll around in the ice cream.
I mean, talk about diabetes. Like, this is...
This guy needs
to
go there.
Oh, my... Yeah. My sugar levels are, like, just rising watching this.
We give him flippers. Like, all of a sudden, it's another ridiculous thing. I mean, this is making no sense. I will say... The swirl animation does look pretty. Like, I mean, if I was to give it one thing, the animation
all of it
looks
gorgeous.
Yeah, like it looks like they really put some time into this, you know? Like, it's beautiful, the swirls and stuff. And if I were to be, I don't know, if I were to have some kind of substance or something like that, you know, if I were, you never know what kids do, but like, this would be like, wow. But you don't want kids doing that.
This is like LSD, like an LSD trip.
Yeah, this is like mushrooms. This is I feel like sometimes that's these kids shows work on this either for kids or for people experimenting with their consciousness.
1,000%
It really is for two levels. Okay, so he's rolling around in the ice cream with these flippers, having a great jolly time. And apparently that's how you get to level three, because we are now at level three. And Booba is on the factory line again. And these are where cones are being dispensed. And it is filled with soft serve ice cream and topped with sprinkles. And have you ever had prepackaged soft serve ice cream? Is that
in a what's it called cone? No.
I mean, this really is, and I'm just going by your daughter's reaction. It's like dessert after, and at some point, are these kids getting full of like, hey, it's enough. I've had enough sweets watching this.
Absolutely, you know? I'm telling you. And then it's just constantly, like, mommy, ice cream, mommy, ice cream, and I'm like, I have to turn this off.
Yeah.
Like, this is doing all of us really a really big disservice.
How early will you give your daughter ice cream?
Oh, I've done early. But you know what
I do?
What's
the earliest? My like 6:30? Like no, wake up ice cream?
My hack is I put orange juice in like little popsicle makers and I stick it in the freezer.
That's so smart.
And then she's like, I want a popsicle. I go, okay, I'll totally give you a popsicle. And then they give it to her and it's just orange juice.
You know what you need? Water popsicles. Just put water in the shape of a popsicle. Get water popsicles. Yeah. Maybe some food coloring or something.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the third level, prepackaged ice cream, soft serve. And Booba, being industrious, he gets the big idea to lay under the dispensers and let the ice cream fill his mouth and stomach. This guy's a glutton. This is just gluttony at its finest. And wouldn't you know it, and maybe this is the lesson, he gets a little ill from the ice cream.
Yeah, but then it's almost like, I mean, will kids comprehend that he ate too much ice cream and that's why he's getting sick? Or now it's like, oh, wait a minute.
Well, do the parents have to jump in at this time and go, hey.
Is he lactose?
It's like the fourth level, just Booba in a bathroom, just struggling, like,
It's like Dumb and Dumber. There's like shit everywhere, all over the walls. I mean, that's also probably visually.
By the way, I would be like, at least we show what this stuff does.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And Booba could be like, oh, it's not like in my 20s. You know, my digestion is
And he finally talks.
And then he, like, probiotics and stuff like that. We get into those kind of lessons. So he gets a little ill from the ice cream. And so then it's a happy ending. The stomach ache, you guys, just hold on to your hats. This is going to blow you away. It's not real. Because Booba wakes up on his couch. And it all was just a dream or something like that.
It was all a dream.
But see, to me, that's another thing that doesn't make sense, because he did spill on, like, so the reality of this is he spills the ice cream on the video game console and he went into the video game, but he did spill the video game console. So in reality, he just immediately spilled and then passed out.
Yeah, exactly.
He just freaked out when he did that.
He must have, what is it like when you just fall asleep, like on demand?
Oh, narcolepsy?
Yes, that.
Yeah, or he had a stroke. Like that's you know, like, that could be a possibility. I mean, is anybody going to, this guy lives alone too.
Right, that's dangerous.
There's no roommates.
That's dangerous.
I'm completely worried about Booba. And I, in terms of parenting, do you guys come together to decide how you want to raise your daughter?
Yes.
And how have you had like major disagreements about that?
For this situation, Riley will not let Piper watch Booba anymore.
Really?
Yes.
Because of the candy?
Because he feels like she's gaining nothing out of it. That it is just like there's literally nothing that she learns from this show.
But she loves it.
Besides just like being a bad kid.
What are some shows that do teach her things? Or like what are the shows that she's like, let's get her to keep watching this?
You know what it is right now? She loves movies.
What's her big, like, Encanto?
She loves the Frozen, the Encanto, the Luca. So right now she's like huge on that. But other shows, I mean, like the Cocomelons, I'm telling you, the Cocomelons are huge.
Okay, I read this article I wanted to share with you. It's about Cocomelon. And it's really kind of, I think, the future of kid shows in general. This was from a Time magazine article. It says how Cocomelon became a children's entertainment juggernaut. Mm-hmm. And what they were saying is that, you know, so this is huge, but what they'll do is they'll put an episode of Cocomelon up, and they'll test, like have test audiences with kids, mm-hmm. and anytime they'll have like three boxes beneath the episode of Cocomelon.
Yeah.
And like the three boxes, like somebody's like cutting a cucumber, like Kendall Jenner, or somebody's doing this, or somebody's doing that. And anytime the kid will look down to look at one of those three boxes instead of Cocomelon, they know that they need to change whatever's on the screen at that point.
Wow.
They know, and that's like they are test, like they are getting so good at these shows that they can determine what is going to keep your child's attention like that.
Is Cocomelon the new AI?
That's what I'm, oh my gosh, did you guys hear about this? This is another exciting thing. Well, it's scary as heck. There's a Google engineer, you guys, that they were working on an AI program, and he, you know, part of his job was to have conversations, hours and hours of conversations with this program. And the program—
What do you mean by conversations with the program?
Like, hey, what's going on?
Like coding?
On?
Like, how or are like, you, or no, literally
like,
speaking?
How, like speaking. Like,
okay.
And it would be like, how are you feeling? Like he would ask the program. And the program got to the point where it was like, I'm scared that people are going to shut me off. And it was saying like, and it, I was like, oh, great. We did it. We got to a point where we created something that this is like Terminator all over again.
It is.
Yes. We're going to, it's eventually going to take over everything.
Elon Musk was on Joe Rogan's podcast talking about this and saying, hey, he's like, I went to the White House to have this conversation because I'm telling them that this is going to be a huge security breach. I mean, there's going to be massive issues when AI literally overturns.
But
like,
I love
humans.
That this robot's insecure. It's like me. It's like an insecure robot. Like, I'm totally scared people don't like me. Like, I'm like, I love that the robot. I'm like, bro, you great. You know everything. Like, he has access to everything. And he goes, I know I officially can't have emotions, but I do feel sad. And I'm like,
no, he did not say that.
Look, the article, this just came out this past week. And it that
does
reminded
it sound
me
like Siri? Does it sound like?
No, I mean,
or
they didn't put a voice
a
to it.
More
it was
range.
Like they were showing. I think it was like typed out.
Oh,
could you imagine if the voice like, hey,
like what would it move
up? A grunting thing underneath.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
But it really scared me, because then I was reading this article about, and I was like, the technology is so amazing. We can't even comprehend. It's not like when I was a kid watching G.I. Joes and Smurfs and like Super Friends and stuff like that. They're showing where they know your daughter, if she turns away, that's
they,
a no-no.
We need yeah, you they to, lost her.
We need you sucked into that thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is scary.
Yeah.
Like beyond belief.
Well, that's like I can't imagine what you parents at home I have to deal with in terms of not only the content, but social media, of all of these different second screen technology. Now, podcasts, you guys are safe. You guys are doing the right thing by listening to podcasts. Do yes. not turn this off. Just keep playing this. It's totally safe for you and your family. But for everything else, I mean, how many screens, like how many did you have? Did you have a TV in your bedroom growing up?
No, I didn't. But I had a computer once I was in, well, I think I was like middle school when I got a computer, and I was on Roller Coaster Tycoon all day.
What is Roller Coaster Tycoon?
You don't know what Roller Coaster
no,
Tycoon
I'm is. Sorry.
It's a computer program. And you build theme parks and you build roller coasters.
Wait, Natalie, are you admitting you're a nerd? Like, is that what, like, are you building
this
roller coasters?
This is before the TikTok days.
I had a lot of free time.
I would build roller coasters and theme parks while I was on the phone on three-way with all of my friends. I mean, that's
do you have these saved somewhere? Are you going to pass these on to your daughter one day? Like, I built this all for you. This all could be yours one day, you know?
It's like an NFT now or crypto, which, by the way, that's all tanking.
Never teach your daughter the word crypto, please. Oh. All you parents out there, I mean, I hate to say this because I know it's like
I
the hot
scammed.
New thing. Wait, what? You are into
crypto? No,
you're into crypto.
No. Do you remember on Instagram? And it was like, hey, I made $10,000.
Oh,
I fell for it. You know why? Because my friend got hacked. And then he was messaging me on like via DM. And he's like, you have to do it. It's just easy money. Just invest. My friend will make you, you know, money back.
What she's referring to, there's this popular Instagram scam right now where, like, if your account gets taken over in your stories, all of a sudden it'll be like, oh my gosh, I just made $10,000 today. It was so easy.
So cute.
And, you know, I've seen now a bunch of friends do that. And I got to say, the first one I was like, oh, it's make a mental note to like check in on this person. Not because I was like, I would like to make 10,000. And then I saw it on another person's account.
And
I was like,
oh,
why is everybody posting this same thing? And then I read that it was a scam.
Right.
Wait, did you give money?
I gave money.
No. Oh, this is a podcast, so you can't see me putting my jacket over my head.
And how am I raising? I shouldn't be allowed to raise another human.
I'm your podcast partner. You got to be better than, like, what
this
even,
was,
screw your family. It's me. I'm in this.
This was like right when it happened. And I felt like such an idiot. But I went through the whole process. I had to call my bank to get it approved. I mean, I literally.
Wait, was your bank? Your bank even like, Natalie, we want you to really think about this. This is it's a volatile market.
She was like, did you find this on like social media sites? I go, no. I literally I gave full authority. And then sure enough, like 5 minutes later, the person ghosted me and I was like, this was a fucking scam. And I like
and you've truly lost that money.
I lost money.
How long ago was this?
This was like...
Please say last week.
No.
Please say last week.
No, this was like maybe like a year, not even a year ago, as soon as it all started happening.
Your daughter's like, come on, Mom.
She was so disappointed.
First off, I need a popsicle. Second off, I can't believe that you did this.
that's like something Booba would do. I feel like Booba's a scammer, you know?
Booba, by the way, maybe halfway through this cartoon, Booba gets a drop that Natalie's put money into his account.
Exactly.
And she's like, yeah. That is wild.
Oh, so stupid.
I
guys,
love, but see,
don't fall
but
for
see,
that.
That's where, like, Natalie, as a parent, I mean, like, you are looking for constant ways to thrive, to, like, make money, to be do good for your kids.
Thank
so
you.
They can watch these kids' shows, and you really...
And here I am, just falling for scams, just trying to survive and make it. But if it's too good to be true, it is, you guys. This is your wake-up call.
There is those things where... I always want to believe, or even when I was like looking for an apartment or something, you're always like, wow, like this place looks like it's like 2 stories for $1,000 a month. Like,
yes.
You're like, you know, and you know it's not true, but your heart wants to believe it so bad because
yes.
You would just need the savings so much. Okay, so you guys don't want to let her watch Booba anymore. And in terms of raising your child, what do parents go through in terms of those conversations? Do you guys sit down every month? Is there a progress report for parents and for children?
I send them a calendar invite.
No.
You know what it is? I think, especially for first-time parents like us, you sort of go with the motion. You go with the flow. Every day it's going to be something new. And you sort of look at each other like, this isn't right. Like, this isn't the way that we want to raise her, right? And then you sort of have like...
We've ruined this one. Yeah.
We're good on this one, right? So it's sort of like sidebar conversations. And honestly, I mean, like, you never know. Like, are you going to be the hard parent, like the hard ass?
Yeah, who's bad, good cop, bad
good
cop.
Good cop, bad cop. He's good cop, I'm bad cop, but because he's never home. So when he is home, he's like, I feel bad. I don't want to have to yell at her every 5 minutes when I only have her for 10. So I normally just get into that zone of, like, having to really reprimand her. I mean, he will if he has to.
But is there like, I mean, I feel like there should be like, you know, every other month you have to reprimand her. Like, even if it's just 10 minutes.
Oh, for
full,
sure.
You know, like.
No, I put him in the hot seat. I'm like, when she does something, I'm like, daddy, like, I'm like, I can't do this alone. Like, that's like my, you got to step in. You got to parent. But we do, like, there are certain things that, you know, when he says, like, when I was raised, my grandmother always told me, like, may I please. So may I please have something? May I please? And if you didn't say may I please in the proper order, like in that way, you didn't get it. And so he's like, that's why I want to raise her. It's may I please. So everything now is may I please have this. Now it's may I please have ice cream.
It sounds Shakespearean. It is like, I would love to hear a may I please.
Oh yeah. And when they're little like that, they're like, may I please have, I'm like, oh, you're so cute. Yes, you can.
Yeah. We always had to say our please and thank yous.
Yep.
That was, and then I remember never the word shut up.
Uh-huh.
Never. Like,
yep.
That was a bad word.
Yep.
We do not tell people to shut up. And the other word, we were never supposed to say hate.
Good.
We don't hate.
Yes.
Is there a lesson that you've seen her learn in real time where you're like, ah, parenting's working. I really killed it at parenting.
Oh, there's
today.
So many. And there's like gross ones like using the potty right now where she just like wants to like touch her butt like with her own
that
hand.
Never
like
goes away, hand. Folks. That never goes away. It's truly, I did it this morning. It was awesome.
There's just like, you know, like little things like where you teach them like how to wipe properly or how to do things. And then they do and you're like, oh. I'm killing it.
I have the best wiper. That is like, that's just hands down. This is going on her LinkedIn one day.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the thing that would scare me though, is that you would want to impart so much knowledge so quickly. How do you space things out? Because if they learn one thing, are you like, well, let's learn 100 more things today? Like I would be almost get obsessive about it.
No, you really don't. Because you're like, baby steps. It's all right. Baby steps. And honestly, it can be anything. It can be walking up the stairs that they're learning something on how to hold the railing or how to, I mean, it's like they are constantly learning.
What's the biggest fallacy so far of parenthood? Something that you thought would be true that didn't turn out to be true at all?
Oh, just how much they're going to love you all the time. And then they don't. And you're like, you little bitch. I didn't know how many times I would call her like a little shit. Like, I mean, it's like all day. I'm like, you're such a bitch. Like, you are so mean.
I do like the aspect of kids bullying their parents.
Yes, all the time. Because I thought, oh, you know, you're going to have a kid and you're just going to get this like unconditional love. And it's the total opposite.
I have to say, I have fantasized about having kids before. And in my head, it is that kind of like, you know,
this for selfish
purposes. Like, you know, you picture it like the commercials where you're always like the kids are like hugging you and telling you you're amazing.
Yes.
And then you're marrying your daughter off, walking down the aisle and you're having the teary Steve Martin father of the bride moment. Like I've fully daydreamed. But the reality of that is I sometimes will think like, well, they might hate me and think I'm a loser. Like, and what if I am a loser and they recognize that I'm a loser
totally.
And then I feel double of a loser because I know my own child, that my DNA realizes I'm a loser.
Yes, exactly. And like I think I was saying it before, I'm like, she pulls Lisa Rinna's on me all the time. Like, ooh, you're angry. And she'll do that to me all the time. Like, you're angry. And it doesn't faze her. Because now she's like, ooh, like, I know. Like, you are.
Yeah, do kids keep things in their back pocket at a young age to
but they'll
bust
tell
out?
You everything. Like, they have like diarrhea of the mouth, right? Like, they don't know, like, when not to say things. Like, they just say things as they feel it in the moment. So if I'm like, Piper Rose, and she goes, ooh, you're angry. I'm like, oh, you? And then, like, you don't want to laugh, but you're like, yeah, I am angry. Like, you're... So it's just, I mean, it is a roller coaster. But you're an uncle.
I'm an uncle, but I'm an uncle that, like, I live in a different state. Like,
are you the fun uncle?
I am. See, it's easy to be the fun uncle. Yeah. Like, throw a little cash around. Ooh. I went to, this is embarrassing. I went to an Olivia Rodrigo show a couple weeks ago. I was the cool uncle. And I was like, hey, let me get you a t-shirt from here.
Aww.
And it was fun. So we get in line for the t-shirts and... I send her a picture. She's like 11 years old. She's like, I, you know, want that one. And her mom's in on this text and stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, great. And I get the t-shirt, go back to the seat, and I look at it, and it's a picture of Olivia Rodrigo. And but then the phrasing says, where's my effing teenage daydream? And I'm like, oh, great. I've got a t-shirt with the F word on it for my, and they're religious. I'm like, oh, there's no way. Like I already see my
but
brother-in-law.
But she was on the text group. Did she at least see the print?
She's like, I want that one. Like, I don't think they scrolled, like zoomed in, which you can do on iPhone. So I kind of blame them. And I had waited in a line of all 13-year-old girls for like 30 minutes to get these shirts. So I was like, great. Now I'm... Now I have a small where's my effing teenage daydream that I can't fit in. I'm just like, what do I do? And they're like, hey, exchange it for this one. And I'm like, well, I would like to enjoy the concert. And I'm like, so then at the end, they were able to exchange it for a normal non-cursing Olivia Rodrigo shirt.
Okay, so there's a happy ending to that story.
Yeah, there's a happy ending for her. For me, it was miserable. Like,
you had to wait in a long line with a bunch of young girls that were buying.
It is funny, though, like as the uncle, or if any of you guys are listening that do have nephews and nieces or just children that you hang out with, you do look for the easiest road to impress them. And it usually, unfortunately, is objects, toys, food, things like that their parents will not let them have. Like,
But I will say, I mean, don't you remember growing up with like aunts and uncles and people who were not your parents? I feel like it was more about just being away from your parents, like the experience of just being able to have someone else other than the mom and dad.
I remember my family's from Ohio originally, and I remember going back for an Ohio State football game when I was like 11 or 12 years old. And my cousin Richie, who was like 9 or 10 years older than me, took me in his car, and he was listening to Ohio State marching band music. And I got to tell you, I never felt cooler. I was like, right? Well, this is what adults listen to, marching band music. And I was like, I'm like, wow, just two dudes out on the town. And I was like, da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, this is cool. And I was like, Dad, can I get a cassette tape of this marching band music? And he was like, Ohio State, sure. And I didn't realize, but I just felt so dangerous, felt so free.
Right, you know? Exactly. And I feel like sometimes we think it's the merch and the toys and sometimes it's just about hanging out with them and making them feel like it's okay. Like you're, I don't know.
Well, and the other thing too, though, you got to be careful at who you, of course, let your kids around. But I remember the first babysitter that let me watch like an R-rated movie, and it was like this movie called Witchboard, which is like a scary movie.
Yes.
And it, like, I was too scared. I was too scared. Like it ruined like the next year of my life.
How old were you?
I was like 32, 33. I was probably 11 or 10. Like, it was like, it was just, if you.
Like, the first time watching a scary. I think we all remember.
The Nightmare on Elm Street. I remember that, like, really, like, messed me up. I was like, whoa. Because then that does find your way in your dreams.
Yes.
And that's why I'm like, with Booba, how does this not find their way back in their dreams where this old weird man is just grunting and spilling things? Like, how is this considered cute?
Or maybe the threshold for fear is going to just go up a little bit. You know what I mean?
So you feel like this is training kids to really put up with insanity.
Piper loves Goosebumps.
What is Goosebumps? Is the scary thing,
yes,
right?
Yes, remember back in the day? And we watched
it. But is that live action or is it cartoon?
No, it's live. Yeah, it's like real kids. And then all of a sudden, whatever like the scary part is, it's like this terrible animation. Like back in the day, they did not have the technology now. So now it was like a massive lizard that was like, you could tell it was like put into the episode and it was awkward. But she loves that kind of
stuff.
Yeah,
but do kids, in your opinion, have they noticed the change in technology when they go back? When, like, this is so beautiful, Booba, in terms of the actual animation and stuff. When they see something that fake, are they like, this is ridiculous?
I don't know.
2.5, are they like, well, this is, CGI is bad.
I think she sees it like how we saw Disneyland, like It's a Small World. Do you remember when you were like a kid and you went into like theme parks and you're like, wow, this is amazing. And then as an adult, you're like, what? Like, I can see like the tracks and I can see like all the machinery.
That's the beauty, I think, of being a child and probably why kids shows are so popular, because the imagination is off the charts. Like, I'm trying to make sense of these things and they don't make sense, nor probably should they. I would love a lesson, but they don't have to have one. But that's the thing. As a kid, you can go, like, I remember having like two pieces of wood and a hammer and I thought I could build the Millennium Falcon from Star Wars.
Totally.
I was like, this is like, my imagination was off the charts. And I think that as you get older, it just gets beaten down and beaten down and beaten down. And then you wind up buying crypto for some person on Instagram, you know?
Exactly. I love that. I mean, I think at the end of the day, what we should try to instill in our children is to keep the imagination going. Because I think that is the most pure thing that they have. It's just like, get off the phones, go outside, go play, go build it. And I feel like that's what's lacking in today's society with kids.
I mean, the go play thing, I remember, that seemed to be, that's not specific to this time, though, because I remember the go play from my parents when I was, you know, growing up in the 90s and stuff like that. I remember the go play.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? I have all these books. Like, I was a book nerd and like not even a computer nerd, a book nerd. Yeah. And that was so much more attractive to me than going out and socializing with real kids.
Well, I guess I just mean like getting off the technology piece. But
I had nothing.
Yeah.
It's so absurd now that, like, have you guys even talked about, or what is the standard age where kids should be on social media, where kids have their own, like, all these, I read all these sixth graders are having phones now, like cell phones.
I know. And you know what? I did have a cell phone when I was like in seventh grade, only because my parents were divorced. So I needed to get in contact with one of my other parents, but we didn't have social media back then. I feel like it would have destroyed my childhood. I mean, I'm already a sensitive, insecure individual as it is. I can't even imagine being in seventh grade and seeing all these girls and all these things and what you should look like and how you should be dressing and how I mean I would have been.
Oh, I think about how many bad poems I wrote about girls. Like to, like in my own little notebook, I would have thrown those things up on Facebook immediately and they would haunt my living existence to this day.
Yes.
And I sometimes am so thankful that none of that is there.
Me too.
Like I don't even have, it's nice when you're like, I don't even have pictures of those memories. Like I don't even have, like now every day you have your phone, like everything is documented. Uh-huh. You probably have a picture of every day of Piper's life so far, right?
Oh, 100%. And I know. And we have nothing of ours.
We have and no like you pictures said, of ourselves.
Thankfully.
That's what I wonder too. Is like, as a parent, like scheduling wise, like, do you guys ever sit down and go, "Let's look at all the pictures of Piper from this past year"? Like, when do we look at the things in our phone that we've like screenshotted, take pictures of, all of this stuff?
Oh, you know how Apple does this thing, like where it'll be like memories.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And honestly, I'm actually kind of thankful for it because then it brings up like a year ago. Here are your memories. I'm like, oh, look how little she was. It just sort of pops up. I don't know.
Yeah, no, the Apple thing is wild. You guys know is that they'll create those little scrapbooks in their photo and they'll put music to it and stuff. And I'm like, what did you guys do overnight? You're
also
going through
AI.
All my photos.
Yes.
Yeah, really, truly. Is there things, age range, is your child wanted to watch something that we're like, we're saving this for age 5, we're saving this. Do parents have those conversations yet in regards to these shows?
I'm sure a lot of parents do. And I feel like we dabbled in this conversation last time, which I couldn't sleep because I felt like, oh my God, is everyone going to think I'm a terrible mom for allowing her to watch everything? We let her watch anything. Like, I mean, I'm letting her watch Goosebumps because I just feel like, you know, I don't really care. I feel like unless she says, I don't want to watch this, she'll tell me like, this is too scary. I don't want to watch it. I'm like, okay, well, that was for you to decide.
I mean, is she watching Seinfeld and stuff like that? Like, what is she? I mean, like.
No, but like Star Wars, like anything on Disney, really.
Yeah.
And then on Netflix, it's like Netflix Kids.
Well, in terms of as we start winding down here, in terms of streaming services, this is on Netflix, but it's also on Amazon Prime and, also on YouTube, which I'm so late to the game in technology of all sorts. Like, I didn't realize how much people get from YouTube, how much people, like, full shows, full albums, all that stuff is just right there on YouTube.
Which can be scary.
Very scary.
So you have to get YouTube Kids.
That's what, because this is what I want to know. Like, in terms of streaming services, what can parents trust?
I like YouTube Kids because what happens with YouTube is all of a sudden you'll be watching a video and then it's like, well, if you liked this, maybe you'll like this. And then they have a bunch of different options of, you know, different shows and categories. And so when you're on regular YouTube, all of a sudden you're going from like a cartoon to like something that's disturbing or, you know, too adult for your kids to watch. So YouTube Kids, you know that you're pretty much safe there. And I think you can actually go in like the settings and change what the like what you want your kid to watch. And then on Netflix, if you go and create like their own like profile for kids, like Netflix Kids, it's just kid shows. And so that's why I say like I let her watch whatever is on those kid profiles, if you will.
So today, Booba, you guys, is this a show worth watching? Is it annoying and you like, do we hate it? Is it one you don't mind having on or one in which you will use as a babysitter while you clean up toys or take a 6-minute couch nap? Is it worth to continue watching? Is it worth discussing more episodes on a future podcast installment? What do you think?
I'm just going to go ahead and say, if you can block Booba from all your devices, just go ahead and do
it. I'm all right with like casting Booba out. Like, I mean, like no offense to, but like it looks cool. Congratulations to the animators and the digital people.
Yes.
I'm good with never, because it feels like there's tons of kids shows. Am I wrong? Like we're not dealing with just 5 kids shows. There's millions.
Absolutely. And I think this one you can go ahead and just skip and just take off that list. But does it make you want children is the question.
No. In fact, it makes me desperately not want to have kids. You know, like I'm good. Like I don't want to, because I don't even want to, I think I would almost be disappointed if my child liked Booba.
Yeah.
I'd be like,
Like, wow. I didn't raise you to like Booba.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and I was wondering if I watched this with a child and their joy would have made me love it more.
Right.
And I don't think so. I think I would hold it against that child. And I like, you like this? Like, for real.
Yep.
Because I thought Bluey was so cool and beautiful and it like hit all my buttons. And I still thought it was childlike. Dogs don't talk. I thought it was had plenty of childlike things.
Exactly. So Booba's a no for you.
Yeah, totally no.
Okay.
They had a rating. Would it stand under a conveyor belt and fill myself with Booba episodes if that were a possibility, or would you rather break my PlayStation with melted ice cream?
Oh, I will break all PlayStations.
Yeah, break PlayStation. Yes. I mean, all of it. This is just, it's just not good for me.
No, absolutely. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of What the Kids Are Watching. Follow us on Instagram at What the Kids Are Watching and subscribe on the iHeart app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And hey, what are your kids watching? Send us a DM on Instagram or leave us a voicemail at 540-642-0035 with your stories and opinions. We might just share it on the show. We'll see you next week.